This is Ozarks at Large.
This is a lunch that was made today, am I right? A meat sandwich, milk. One day a week we serve milk.
Twice today, volunteers have gathered in a building in downtown Fort Smith to prepare and hand out sack lunches to anybody who asks.
Now milk is expensive. It's like buying gas. And so each week the price of the milk fluctuates, okay? So this is like gold here.
That's Gene Koljeski, one of the co-directors of the Sack Lunch program on 6th Street in downtown Fort Smith.
And they get a dessert, a sandwich, a drink, and they get fruit.
Before the year is over, more than 50,000 such lunches will have been given to people who just walk up to a door across the street from St. John's Episcopal Church. Last Thursday afternoon, Linda McDonough, Gene Koljeski, and Kim Pearson were putting meat, cheese, and mustard on bread and placing those sandwiches inside brown paper sacks. The lunches would be handed out the next day. Linda and Gene are two of the three co-directors of the program. Kim is a board member. Over the course of a month, the Sack Lunch program will have hundreds of volunteers preparing lunches in this room, then handing them out through a serving door. Gene Koljeski walks to a bulletin board in a hallway outside of this room and points to a picture of Mary Wise, a parishioner at St. John's Episcopal Church who started the program on her own, modestly, in 1986.
She would see hungry people outside the church because we have the bus station right over there, and it bothered Mary tremendously. So she started bringing Vienna sausage and crackers from home and serving the people, anybody that she saw. And as time went on, the priest from over there said, share your ministry with the church. So the church started to do this and started at St. John's, and so they supported it. It was like this little secret, and it was just St. John's who did this.
Since then, another 16 churches and organizations have become involved. Every Monday through Friday morning, free basic meals are given out for a half hour beginning at 8:30 and 11:30. Another meal is available Saturday mornings at 11:30. Kim Pearson, a board member and volunteer for the program, says in an effort to maximize resources, the lunch program only offers one meal over the weekend.
One thing that Gene is also very good at is finding other services that are available in town and not duplicating those services. And so there are a lot of churches that serve on Saturdays, and there are a lot more that serve on Sundays.
There is a fierce dedication among the directors to stretch limited assets as far as they can. The program is all volunteer. Nobody gets paid. Through grants, in-kind help, and donations, each meal costs only 63 cents to produce. Volunteers drive from Fayetteville and Oklahoma to help on their assigned days. Gene Koljeski keeps track of all of this on an elaborate color-coded sheet in the hallway.
This is my schedule. It kind of gives you an idea. I have over 300 volunteers now who come through, and I really can't tell you how many volunteers I have because people bring their friends. Kim brings her whole homeschool group, which could be 20 kids that I don't even know about. But on my list, I have about 300 volunteers that I keep on my email list, and I send out monthly emails to. And this is how the calendar goes.
The precision of her planning is impressive. For today's date, August 28th, there is a notation that says, Bill Chandler, bananas.
Bill Chandler goes and picks up bananas from Sam's for me. Because we really feel good. We try to provide a nutritious lunch. So we serve fresh fruit with almost every meal that we serve. So he goes and he picks up 3 cases of bananas on Mondays from Sam's. If they have, and he'll first call the food bank. Because if the food bank has them, then we get them for free. If they don't have them, then we have to purchase them. So he goes to Sam's, picks up 3 cases of bananas, and brings them back. Usually he gets them here Tuesday morning so that I'll have bananas through here. Then I'm supposed to have another group right here to bring bananas to take us through to there.
Sandwiches and bananas and desserts are more needed now than any time in the Sack Lunch program's history. Gene says there was a 28% increase in lunches given away between 2010 and 2011, and already this year more than 35,000 lunches have been made. She says since the economic plunge in 2008, more and more people have been showing up. On a calendar by the serving door is a somber scorecard of how much this program is in demand in Fort Smith. Each day of the month has several check marks, each one representing a lunch that was given to a child.
We never used to see kids stand in a line. It was rarity to see children. Then I started seeing more, and I thought, well, we need to keep, instead of me just saying, oh, we see a lot more kids. Well, now we track the children. And believe, you know, everybody, when they see it, they put it, or if they say that the lunch is for a child, then we put a tick mark here. So that gives us an idea of how many lunches are going for children.
And so it looks like today,
the day we're talking, the 21st, there's 40 or so.
Yes. Now, in July, there was over 800, I think 890 lunches were served to children. So now here's the bread freezer over here. All right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Donated refrigerators line the wall in another room. A schedule guides volunteers to know when to transfer bread from the freezer to a fridge. And another refrigerator is the mustard. Mayo was dropped from the program to help stretch money a bit further. That sort of maneuver pays off. On days when the lunches include an orange, volunteers this year can put a whole orange in the sack instead of just half of one. The main operation here is to hand out lunches, but a line of folders along the hallway allows volunteers to help provide more information. One folder is labeled dental, another utilities. The sheets in the folders are lists of agencies that can help with each related subject. Kim Pearson says there's even a folder labeled laundry.
I love this laundry. West Ark Church of Christ, you can go once a month and they'll pay for the laundry service, like the coin-operated laundry. West Ark Church of Christ will do that. They'll also bring furniture. There's one. We need one for furniture.
11 times a week, the volunteers hand out the lunches with no forms to fill out or requirements to be met. Linda McDonough, one of the three co-directors, did ask people waiting in line this summer just a few questions to better track who the program is serving. 41% of respondents said they were unemployed, 12% said they're working, 17% disabled, 7% say they're homeless, 5% retired, and 18% are children. Kim Pearson says she and the other board members are constantly asking themselves how they can do better. And often, she says, difficult questions can lead to long conversations. One of those tough questions can be from a person in line asking for two lunches.
We've been instructed and talked about it over and over and over about just listening to your heart. What does your heart say? And the rule is that we ask them to go to the back of the line to make sure that everyone gets a sandwich before we give two. Well, last month when I served, I think it was 110 degrees, and there was no one in the line. It was whether or not you give these two lunches. So the man came and he said, I'd like two lunches. I say, is one for a child, so we can count it. And he says, actually, they're just both for me. He says, it's just not enough. So we got to talking about the number of calories in that meal, and like, I have a 17-year-old son. That would not be, that's a snack, you know, for a 17-year-old son. So whether or not we could make the meal a little, a few more calories in it, or whether we just go ahead and give two lunches to the big strapping guy. So we do. We just give him two lunches.
Kim says they've never run out of food. In-kind donations include all of the bread given by Mrs. Baird's Bread. Desserts are from Little Debbie's, and twice a week delivery of hot soup comes from the nearby restaurant Taliano's. St. John's Episcopal Church on North 6th donates the building space, utilities, and maintenance. There is a once-a-year Sack Lunch Sunday fundraiser, and many participating churches will sponsor an entire month. Linda McDonough says all of that reduces what should be the cost of a $1.08 per lunch to the 63 cents per lunch. And the regular volunteers, she says, make for a tight community of servers and recipients.
One time I was here, what was I doing? Maybe not making lunches, but doing something in the back, taking care of meat. And I could hear the person at the window distributing the lunches, and she was thanking them for taking the lunches. And I couldn't see, but I could hear what was going on. There's chemistry at that window, without a doubt. You know, people coming up, not to get a lunch, but to get some friendly interaction as well.
If you'd like to know more about the Sack Lunch program in Fort Smith, there is more information, including phone numbers and addresses, at our webpage, OzarksAtLarge.com.